Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's the 50th anniversary of the death and assassination of our president, John Kennedy. It was November the 22nd, 1963. And that happened to be the day that I was born, too. And so, my father got the news. I mean, all of a sudden I was born. And then they came in the room and heard the news of what happened in Dallas. And I'm not going to tell you what he said. Any father would probably say something.
A proud father.
And the thing is that, and it's also 50 years from the I Have a Dream speech, the prophetic dream, the prophetic vision that was cast by an apostle, I believe, Dr. Martin Luther King. This is a convergence of happening right here. And it was in the midst of huge struggle. The struggle began in November 1963, pretty much around the when the wars and the Bay of Pigs was going on. Russia was doing what they were doing to threatening, right?
Yep.
Called us over. Do you have the story right now? They called over President Kennedy, and they thought he was young and inexperienced. And I will tell you the president's name of Russia at that time. And they tried to intimidate him and just kind of bow up over him and stuff. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? A spiritual bully is always a spiritual bully.
Always.
It's just like, you're 70 years old. It's obvious you're taking on the bullying spirit.
Right.
It came from that was the Bay of Pigs. The Bay of Pigs, and we're getting a biblical perspective right here because Russia is Gog and Magog, by the way, and that's the one that gathers all these nations against Israel and invades her from the northern borders. And God does something that shifts things. We talked about it already. And next thing you know, there was these submarines between Cuba and Florida. There's only, 90 miles. Florida. Yeah. Florida Keys and Cuba. I'm at 90 miles. I mean, think about 90 miles.
Not far.
Not far at all. It's 90 miles from Damascus to Haifa.
Mm-hmm.
In Damascus, Syria, and Haifa. That's not far at all. I mean, people, supposedly a lady just swam, although they have a little.
Yeah, little.
Isn't that crazy? He's like, are we arguing about this old lady swimming?
My goodness.
It's like distraction. Somebody said, this is weapons of mass distraction because the economy's crashing. Anyway, so 90 miles, in that 90 miles, not 90 miles away, but right. In the 90 mile, so closer, there was submarines, Russian submarines that were under the water, on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic, and somewhere in there. And they cut off all radio communication. I remember watching an interview with one of the captains of the Russian subs, and they had to cut off all communication because if they communicated with the Vladimir of that day,
Nikita Khrushchev.
Yes. Nikita Chips. Then they would have known the submarines were out there because we would have picked up the radio transmission.
Mm-hmm.
They would have transmitted it to Vladimir. Anyway, so they could not. They cut off all communications, and they had some sort of signal, and they said they basically gave them free rein, based on what the captain was saying, firing missiles, nuclear missiles into America. By the way, this was only
1962,
51 years ago.
Wow.
And in the context of that, so we're sitting here, America's on the edge of nuclear attack, missiles being fired into America from the ocean, these submarines that are just secretly just kind of sitting on the bottom of the ocean, and how they are gathering their information during that day is they're listening to what's being said over the radios in America. somehow they can receive transmissions, but they can't get it. But they couldn't communicate with Russia. Mm-hmm. But they're sitting them. They're like, they probably could just ran a plug and plugged into the Key West or something. They're so close.
Right.
What is that extension cord coming off?
That's a strange arch extension cord.
There was no solar panels in. And so they're listening to what's being said over the radio. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they begin to hear the president talk about they're aware of something's going on. So they have no contact. They have no contact, zero contact with Russia. But they have orders. We have no problem with you launching these bombs into America. Nuclear bombs.
Wow.
And so you have these individuals floating in little tin cans underneath with these missiles, submarines right off the coast of Florida. That can pull a trigger and just begin to fire nuclear weapons into America, who are no longer listening to their commander in Russia because they had to cut that off. So they gave them their final orders and sent them out. And I guess they were going to return at some point. But by the way, Satan doesn't mind if you return. He don't mind if you strap a bomb to your chest and go blow yourself up in the name of him. And so they're listening to the radio broadcasts. And the radio broadcasts, they begin to say things over the airways of America that makes these guys who have no communication with Russia anymore, they start getting really nervous and thinking they know we're here.
Mm-hmm.
They know we're here. Something's up. This thing, in other words, and it was escalating. It was escalating where we got to fire. We're going to have to fire. We're going to have to fire, you know. The whole thing was they were getting ready to fire the missiles because they know we're here. We got to fulfill what we're called to do, and obviously your greater chance of survival is to do what you're going to do. But one of the submarines, an explosion or a leak or whatever happened to one of the submarines, and the nuclear waste got all over the Russian crew, and they watched their bodies just be destroyed by the nuclear substance and the nuclear bomb.
Oh, wow.
And it happened while they were in that situation. And so the captain who was over, whether we launch or not, underwater right off Florida's coast, which, by the way, there is several prophetic words. One of them is Johnny Foote, Flame of Fire Ministries. It says that the same, not that Russia on Florida's east coast, we're about to find out when we talk to Michael as well. Baldia, when he begins to share about it as well. But understand this. And so they're fixing to fire it. And so you had one man that could have fired nuclear, one man. He could have fired missiles into Florida and Washington, D.C. and all these different areas they had pegged out to be able to launch their missiles into. Which is to say this. People will kill you. You have to understand that. I know this is unreal. You watched it on movies. You played it on games. And you think, and because you live in a blessed land, there's been police officers that if they were your father, you know, you would hear something. But they're your police officers, and so they're just protecting you in all your ignorance. You know what I'm saying? You know, and if you were their father, they would say, "What the heck are you doing?"
Yeah.
But that's not their place in that. So, but because of that safety, it allows to survive a long time in the blessing.
That's right.
Isn't it? It's amazing. It's like, oh my gosh. Wow, we are so blessed. Why? Because you stayed stupid for at least three decades.
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how did you eat for 30 years and did nothing?
Exactly.
How did, whoa, we are so blessed. Because you could stay stupid that long. Anyway, back to the, and so in the context of this, here are these Russian submarines, I'm talking about history here, during the administration of President John Kennedy in 1962, and the whole world's teeth were on edge, whether we were going to go to nuclear war or not. This is not the Bay of Pigs, but this is the response to what we're talking about right now.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. Well, that would be the Bay of Pigs, I think. Well, let's back off. I'm going to crash on this one. But the which, by the way, is why you can't visit Cuba today, just so you know. This is how things happen. It hasn't always been this way. This should be a place, the American vacation place was Cuba. And so we have these submarines under the water outside the coast of Florida. I'm talking history. Mm. If they're there now, I don't know. And they're about to bomb. They want to bomb Florida, Washington, D.C., and all that on the East Coast as much as they can. And hopefully they wouldn't get Atlanta, because everything has to go to Atlanta to get somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything stops. And so this man is going to either pull the trigger or not, but he's hearing these radio broadcasts happening over the airways, things that the people, citizens of America, are listening to on their local radio stations, you know. And so that's all they're hearing. Mm-hmm. And they're hearing them, oh, my goodness. So then, to top that off, once they find out they're out there, understand, they're on the bottom and we're on the top of the water. They're on the bottom of the water. Mm. And so they go out there with their ships and just blind ignorance, and the mercy of God stops us. And they begin to drop these 55-gallon drum explosions off the boat. Those big drums they would drop off. That put explosions that causes submarines to surface. Mm-hmm. And basically you're dropping these, marine grenades, huge bombs all around these subs. It's like, okay, they had the ability to bomb Washington, D.C., the ability to destroy Florida, ability to bring the same nuclear waste. And the worst thing we could have ever done was drop bombs around them. Because they were already paranoid because of what they've heard already. They had no communication with Tater Chips, what was his name?
Nikita
Chips.
Nikita Khrushchev.
The president of Gog and Magog, Russia.
That's right.
And understand this, that so now not only did they hear the broadcast going on, but now bombs are dropping around them underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening now to this captain being interviewed. This is his experience. The Russian captain's being interviewed. And it was the grace of God. Let me tell you something. The reason why we got to turn back to God as a nation, because we should have been dead a long time ago. No. From the time that the winds changed during George Washington's battles in New York to every single miracle that's happened as we stood up for God and did what was right and did our best. And there's so many things we did, even within our own nation, we should have been destroyed. But God's mercy, God's grace kept us. And here these people were already paranoid already. They were paranoid already just by hearing the radio broadcast. And now you have these LPDs and these amphibious ships, U.S. Navy ships, over them. You know, this is right off the coast of Florida, dropping these 55-gallon drones. They were blowing up around them, which only just shot up the, you know, anxiety. And he was debating. And the thing that kept on his mind at that point, the captain of the Russian sub, one that's leading the whole several subs, was remembering what happened, the human disaster that happened as his friend's flesh just began to fall off from the, and he was thinking, he was a human being. Remember this, God, it's a Christian. This is, we're talking from a biblical perspective. God loves your neighbor. Mm. God loves the people in your nation. And we're all human, the humanity. And it was the humanity of the humanness of people. Because here this man came and he was detached from the humanity at first when he was sent. But when somebody close to him experienced what he was going to do to others, when he could see what he was going to do to other human beings on the face of the earth, that kicked in. And God kept this man in the midst of all that, kept him from firing those missiles into Florida. Do we really want to turn away from God?
Mm.
We didn't even know, John, we didn't even know they were out there.
Mm.
We didn't even know they were out there. Think about it. Just walked around, out, whatever. Mm. Everything's like nothing. Even know they were out there until eventually down the road. And once we found they were out there, we went out there and poked them in the chest with bombs while they had a trigger to be able to blow up D.C. And what does Cindy Jacobs and all of them say right now? Just right this last week, he said, pray for Washington, D.C., pray for the East Coast, pray for these different cities. Because the same devil who inhabits people who give him access has the same plan to destroy anybody who stands for God.
Mm.
The nation of America, one nation under God. And don't think there's some sort of briefcase out there floating around in your neighborhood that somebody's carrying around that has orders, but the communication's been cut off from Vladimir or whoever, that they're human. And that's why, by the way, if you get out and start meeting people and meet your neighbors and find out that they find out that you hopefully love them and you love God and you're a human being. It's harder to hurt people that you know.
Mm.
And even right now, one of the largest Muslim nations in the world, and I'll talk more about this in a moment, are watching these new Superbook Bible cartoons and sending their kids to watch them because they like the values of Christians. They want their children to have those values.
Wow.
And now they're singing the salvation song. Russian submarines off the coast of Florida during President John Kennedy's administration, and we didn't even know they were out there.
Mm.
And these guys were on the edge of launching these things. We're dropping bombs off, and this is when Russia was bowing itself up over America. And understand that the battle is not flesh and blood, but Satan has had a stronghold over Russia. It's Gog and Magog.
No doubt.
And as a matter of fact, listen right now, this is just a little brief clip. This is President Kennedy going, and what we're seeing is the parallels that are taking place today where Russia is trying to intimidate our current president, and that's exactly what they did back then with Kennedy. What happened when he did that? Immediately they saw access, and they began to aggressively put missiles in places, bring subs in places, and that the missile crisis that John was talking about, but also the submarines that were sitting right off the coast of Florida ready to fire nuclear weapons into America. Listen up. What you're seeing right here is President Kennedy getting out of his car in Russia, and he is going in right now to go meet Nikita Chips. They're standing right there. Look at that. He's the same height as the current president. There he is right there. They're walking down the hallways. And look at the same look, the same demeanor we're seeing today.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because they're planning on walking through the hallways. He's waving them in. I mean, it's like deja 50 years ago. Woo, huh?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's showing him around. And now they're sitting down. And this is the meeting. This is the meeting. You can see this on the VFN torch.
Interesting how you're looking at a older, wiser president in Russia
as opposed to a younger. Well, that's what they were sort of thinking. It's reported during
American
that time.
President.
They thought that he was young and inexperienced, you know. And so, in the context of what we're talking about is the fact that there was just submarines right under the water on Florida's coast 51 years ago, approximately, during President Kennedy's administration. Nobody knew about it. When they found out about it, they were already anxious and nervous, and they sent their amphibious fleet to start dropping anti-sub bombs to cause them to surface, which created even greater anxiety, and they still could have pushed these buttons, flipped these switches, proverbial switches, that would have fired nuclear bombs into D.C., but the humanity and the grace of God kept this captain in the Russian ship. You could hear him in his own words that from firing that, because he saw one of his own people, one of his friends, where they had an accident inside their submarine and all that nuclear waste got on them, and he saw what it did to them. And, you know, if the church will get out of the hiding places and let people understand that you love them, God loves them, and you are when you go around doing good deeds and being kind to people, they even want you to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But if you become religious, what happened back in the 1500s and the Dark Ages that we talked about, how did America get here? Obviously, they want you gone. And in the context of that, that when you do this, and I think about what I was talking about before the break, was the Superbook cartoon put out by CBN, it's a cartoon, updated cartoon about preaching the gospel, the stories of the Bible, that I believe is Indonesia.
Hmm.
I believe it's Indonesia, but you have to find out at cbnnews.com. But they are, the Muslims are sending their children to watch these cartoons, and the kids, the second they come on, the kids are just drawn to watching it. And they love the stories, and they interview the little Muslim children, and they become Muslim by birth. They actually get, that's why they're But the truth is, you either are in your heart or you're not. Mm-hmm. And if you're born into a family, doesn't mean you're following their same faith, even though they may tell you God's right. And so these kids are hearing the gospel. They're hearing what God, about God. So they're interviewing them, and the kids are coming out of that going, you know, I'm just not going to live my life the way I live my life anymore. And hopefully we'll have this for you next week, hear these kids talk. I'm not going to live my life. I'm going to change the way I talk. I'm going to change the way I treat my brother. You know, I'm not going to talk with these bad words anymore. And they're singing about the salvation of Jesus, how to get saved. Wow. They sing it. They totally sing it. And so these little children are going, singing in their language, and it's being translated in all these different languages. They're so excited to listen to hear their language. Beautiful. In the cartoons. And the nations of the world are being covered by these cartoons, which means we are, and I encourage you to join the Superbook Club, because when you do that, they send you 3 new productions every time it comes out. But also they use those monies to be able to do exactly that. And if we'll win the young generation to the Lord at a young age, you know what I'm saying? That's powerful. And when Muslims will send their kids to hear, you know, self-professing Muslims, large Muslim nations, that's an exciting thing, which means this, that the humanity, getting back to Russia, the humanity in that captain, that Russian captain, when he realized what happened to his friend, if he pulled that trigger, that's what would happen to the people in Florida. That's what happened. That was what would happen to the people in Washington. That's what happened to Americans.
Wow.
And that I could not live with that, knowing that that's what I was going to do. And if we understand what's happening, we will not support anything as Christians that was going to harm a human being, that's going to, you know, do damage to somebody who does not yet know God, unless we're totally 100 absolutely as a nation forced to do it, you know, to be able to defend the nation, and so that we can actually continue to live one nation under God. And so it's just really cool, the fact that here with that history is, but what's so strange is, because we were talking about jumping out of a plane, right? That 50 years later, you know, it's been 50 years since that day. 50 years since that day.
Wow.
And, you know, after 15 things happening, you can say it's coincidence. But after 100 or so alignments, where how God speaks to people and how he speaks to the nations and speaks to the signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, we have so many biblical warnings from God about what's about to happen. And we're about to go on a 50-year loop.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are right this moment that Vladimir Putin, the leader of Russia, feels like, and the truth is, it looks like, and according to the ones being interviewed on the news and listening to people in the community, in the nation, leaders are going, he has humiliated our president.
Wow.
Yeah, we need to pray. That's our president. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for his family. We need him to be protected. We need him to just be merciful. And because you can get offended and you can do some things and say some things and regret some things. And that's a big attack, you know, when Russia attacks like that. Remember, he's our president. He represents this nation. And you need to pray for him, because that's not a man being made in front of. That's this nation being belittled. That's America. And when an op-ed is ran in the New York Times that correctly rebukes us from somebody who really doesn't mean what they say, because they're ultimately evil. Their intentions are KGB evil.
And has no integrity to bring the rebuke.
Yeah, right. But nowadays it's like, most people don't even consider the source. They don't consider where it's coming from. They just think, that sounds good. It's like, yeah, but he just killed everybody last week. You know? But yeah, I know it's making such good sense. And it's like, great, great. So I just want to encourage you right now. During this time, we're seeing a deja vu. But the good thing is this. In the 60s, when all that began to happen, I'm including the war, revival began to be poured out on the church. God began to pour out a powerful move of God. So you had the best of times and you had the worst of times. It's time to go after God. Whatever happens in the world happens in the world, but God's kingdom will expand. Listen, we're believing for a third great awakening. Get right with God so we can get on advancing the kingdom of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.